Hello and welcome to As I See It, a podcast series brought to you by Bob Larrivee Consultancy. This series is designed to provide you with educational information and news related to information management, process improvement, and process automation that you can apply in your own business practices. I'm Bob Larrivee. Thank you for joining. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the role of corporate leadership. You know, the other day, I was watching a video, and the title of this video is, This is Why You Don't Succeed, Simon Sinek on the Millennial. And it really got me thinking about corporate leadership today. In this video, there's a discussion about why millennials are the way they are and the reasons they act the way they do. Now, I'm not going to reveal it all here, as I think this is a video that's a must view in order to really get the message that Simon Sinek's put out and to really get that message in context. But in short, what Simon brings out is that it's what it is when it comes to millennials. In the workplace, corporations, they have to now figure out how to address them and help them assimilate into corporate society, into the real world. Because in the real world, there are winners and losers. And there's a lot of hard work to be done, and the impact of what you do may take years, not seconds, to be realized. This is where corporate leadership makes the difference, and a lack of it will result in stress, anguish, and failure. So when I was coming up through the corporate ranks, just to give you an example, there was true leadership with a clear vision of the business we were in, and customers that we served, and there were mentors that helped me channel ideas, focus on goals, and shape myself to be who I am today. Distractions were removed, interactions with peers and management were encouraged, and employees, they came before all else, which in turn drove job satisfaction, productivity, and customer satisfaction. The mentors helped me to understand what was truly expected of me, prepared me for growth within the company, and taught me how to address the political climate, something that's not taught in schools. So, you know, I think Simon Sinek is really spot on in his assessment of today's corporate reality. Millennials need the leadership and mentoring of days past that in many corporations is sorely lacking today. The millennial, you know, they have great ideas and they represent where the future can go. But unless there's a way to engage in a constructive way, innovation will lag. The drive to succeed is going to diminish in them, and eventually status quo takes hold. So corporations, government agencies, and any organization facing the millennial challenge will greatly benefit by embracing millennials and working to channel their ideas, energy, and desire to make an impact in a positive way. Leadership, not managing, is the way to succeed. So I'm not saying that corporations should cater to every whim. You know, it's the idea of beanbag chairs and candy-free meals and candy snacks and games that they can play. What I'm saying is, this is reminiscent of the days when I entered the workforce. Companies that dictated the way things got done because it was the way it had always been done eventually died. They're no longer around. Those who had solid leadership and proactively mentored their employees grew and became the leaders in their industry. So I guess my basic message here is, millennials play an important role, not only today, but in the future. And they've had some trying times in their coming up, so to speak, in age and through the ranks and entering real world. And so management of these millennials is not something that we have to look at. It's how do we address the expectations of the millennials, but at the same time, meet the needs of the business, right? So leadership, this is where leadership comes in into play. And so to me, the choice is really, really clear. It's not a question of how do I manage these millennials. It's a question of how do I cultivate these millennials and help them assimilate into the real world and into the workplace. And this comes through leadership, the idea of leadership, of mentoring, and encouragement in ways that will solidify their focus and their loyalty and their productivity. And so with that, I leave you today. I thank you for joining me. These are just a few of my views. I encourage you to join me again in future podcasts. Thank you very much.